Visit our bookstore at wsino.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wsino.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We lift up the precious, the powerful, the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are leading and guiding us in truth and righteousness. And Father, we just thank you that everyone that's hearing the sound of my voice, getting the word that you've given to us, will receive the manifestation of the healing and the health. All the people we have prayed for, we believe they are set free, they are healed, they are completely delivered. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can trust in the word, because the word is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that word has forever been settled in heaven. We just thank you that we can grab that word and we can walk in divine health all the days of our lives in Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said, amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, I was thinking, if you are the type of person that is glued to a television set, you're going to have problems, because if you watch TV, they're going to be trying to peddle a lot of stuff that you don't want to get. Always remember, TV stands for television. Amen. And it's trying to tell you a vision, and it's trying to include you in all the problems that they have. In other words, they'll try to sell you for, in case you have sinus problems, if you have heart problems, and it goes on and on and on. And the devil understands one thing. He understands the seed principle, sowing and reaping. He understands that. And he knows if he can sow into your life the doubt or the fear or the sickness, he can get that thing to produce a harvest. And so it's vitally important what you watch on television. It's extremely important. Don't allow yourself to sit there and watch when the advertisements, at least when the advertisements come on, get out of the room or switch it off or change channel or do something. But when the advertisements come on about sickness and disease and the latest flus and the latest this and that, and if you sit there watching that kind of stuff, your focus is in the wrong area. And this is causing people a lot of the times to get sick. They'll see something about, it's whatever season it is, where people's nasal passages get blocked up and their eyes are watering and there's pollen in the air. And then they show you this thing that can clear it for you and take care of it, as long as you stay on that thing. And if you watch that kind of stuff, it's going to produce a harvest in your life if you are watching it on an ongoing basis. And one other thing, they did a bit of research. If your kids watch the normal TV like kids do in America, they will have watched 3,500 advertisements in a year. 3,500 advertisements in a year. And don't you think that a child knows how to resist what they see peddled at them? I've seen kids, and you can see a child, well, they said so and so, and is it right? They believe it, and if they believe it, it's done. And if you watching this stuff and you end up believing this stuff, you will end up in trouble. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you're watching and you're seeing all these problems on TV, you will start buying into it. In other words, it's seed that they're trying to put inside your life. So then you're going to read stuff like this, and listen very carefully. When you get older, and I've said this 100 times, and I'll say it another 100 times before Christ comes back, maybe. I've said it 100 times. I'll say it again. You will hear things that tell you as you grow older, expect certain problems. The television will get you to expect, and that's preparing you to make a way for the problems. Now, you might think, oh, Pastor, come on, I'm just watching TV. No, if the advertisers were not getting results, they wouldn't be on TV, because it's costing them millions. They're getting results Because people are buying their product because people are getting sick or they become a hypochondriac. And so you cannot be watching things like that. You cannot be listening to things. You cannot take in all the trash that's in the world today. You've got to learn to block your ears. You've got to learn to close your eyes. You've got to learn to shut your mouth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We have got to get ourselves in a position for healing and health. Because you come to church here, you come to Bible school, you come to healing school this morning, and on Monday night we got the prophetic and apostolic in our Bible college. It's Monday night, 6:30. If you can come, it's going to be great. My wife and myself doing it. Prophetic, apostolic, or apostolic prophetic. We're going to talk about that. But you come here to healing school. You hear the word of God. You get the word of God. You're full of the word of God. You go out into the world and people tell you, I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm miserable. The TV's telling you, you're sick, you're broke, you're miserable. That it's showing you pictures of who you are that you're really not. And it's showing you when you become sick, join our family and things like that. And all the word that you're getting here is being washed away and eradicated by the world. Because sometimes we're not smart enough to say, hey, I've got to shut the world off. Amen. And herein lies a problem. And remember, Jesus, when he was in the wilderness being tempted, he used the word of God. He used the word of nothing else. He did not call on any superpower. He did not call on anything but the word of God and the Holy Spirit that was in him. Amen. And if you walk out of these doors and think you are immune to the attacks of the devil, you're already deceived. None of us are immune to the attack of the devil. And the more you try to stand on the word of God, the more he's going to try to get the word out of you. You remember the scripture that says, when the word is sowing into people, immediately, immediately, when? Not tomorrow, not later, immediately the devil comes and he tries to steal that word. Well, how does he steal the word? He can't come in and take it out of my head. No, he brings doubt. He gets you to not believe. He gets you to question. He gets you to think, well, I did last time and it didn't. And so he comes and he steals the word immediately. What you're going to hear today, he's going to try to get away. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And then you, in all your sweetness and your little light shining, watching television, getting all that trash that they peddle and all the problems of the world is coming to you through the television. It's telling you a vision. It wants you to be lost. It wants you to be broke. It wants you to be poor. It wants you to be sick. My suggestion to all of you is stay away from the lies. Amen. How do I do that? Like I said, if you watch TV, make very sure that you're watching good shows, clean shows. If it's got all that trash that they're trying to peddle, don't watch it. But if you can watch something that's clean and decent, watch it. But when the advertisements come, be aware, switch it off. Amen. Because they're never going to say to you, hey, by the stripes on Jesus' back, you are healed. Did you know that? No, they're going to say, as you get older, you become forgetful. Come on, you're going to become forgetful. And we don't want you to get Parkinson's. So, and then also this can happen and that can happen. And they start peddling sickness. And people don't realize that they are being sold a bunch of garbage. And we are buying it. We don't think we're receiving it, but you're seeing it. And even if you're not thinking and you're talking to someone while you're watching it, it's getting in your subconscious. And that's where the problem starts, is in your subconscious, because you've been trained from childhood, from birth, from when you were in your mother's womb, you were being trained. You were hearing voices, you were experiencing feelings and emotions. And as you grew up, and as you continued to grow, and your parents said, we can't afford it, and we're sick, and you were always sick in the family, and the doctor was there. Well, it's in your subconscious that it's normal and it's part of life. It's not normal. It's the furthest thing from normal to be sick. Amen. You've got to put some effort into fighting against sickness. There's no point in just coming here and enjoying a great word and we go home and that's taken care of. No, it's not. The word that is sown into you has to be used to be taken care of. You see, God himself in the wilderness, Jesus used the word. He said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And he used the word, the word, the word. And so I've seen things on TV and caught me unawares. And I said, oh no, even in a movie. That's a lie from the pit of hell the Word of God says. And I speak directly to the TV and I let my kids hear it. I don't care, you know. And we watch G's movies. And even that is problematic today. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, they're just peddling this stuff. They're peddling this stuff. And if you keep watching that, let me tell you something. You might think, well, it's not so bad. You know what? 50 years ago, you would have fainted. You would have fainted. Today, you've been so desensitized that it's not so bad. It is bad. It is disastrous. And yet we become desensitized. How? Because we allow ourselves to watch just a little bit. And we watch it, and it's just a little bit. It's not a big deal. Joyce Meyer told a story one day, and I loved it. She said that her children wanted to go and see a movie, this man's children. Some man, he had some kids, and they wanted to go and see this movie. But it had a bad cuss word or a sex scene in it, but it was, you know, pretty quick. And they said, well, even the youth pastor went and watched this movie. We want to go and see it. He said, okay, we'll make your mind up in a little while. He said, how many of you would like some brownies? Oh, we want brownies. So he said, okay. He went, he made brownies, and they smelt the brownies in the kitchen, cooking and all that. And he eventually came to them and said, hey, yeah, the brownies are. And they're just about to grab. He said, but I've got to just tell you one thing. And they said, what, Dad? And he said, just before the brownies, when I'm in the ingredients, I went into the garden and I found just a tiny bit. I mean, that size. Really, you can hardly see it, of dog poop. No, listen, dry dog poop. And I took that and I sprinkled it in. But it's only a little bit. It won't harm you. We're not touching that. That's what you've got to understand about when they show you just a little bit. You've got to run from it like it's dog poop. I'm serious. That's a good illustration for my life. And so what's happened is 50 years ago, you would not have even thought you'd be today where we are. But they show it in the movies. They talk about it. What happened? What happened to America? What happened to humans? We allowed ourselves to be deceived that now it's not that bad. And my worst problem is people vote for this. So it comes in little by little by little by little until you look again and you are in the swamp. You're in the mires. You are in trouble. And that's where our country is today. Because we've allowed little by little by little. It wasn't so bad. They stopped praying the school. It wasn't that bad. Today it's a disaster. So you cannot be watching TV and anything that comes on, you allow yourself to see. It's going to cause a problem in one's life. And if not your life, your children's lives. And so when you get the Word of God today, you got to know this. He's going to try to steal it, the devil. Immediately he comes to steal the word. He's going to come with maybe a TV advertisement, maybe a family member. Well, it's my cousin, so it, you know, can't be that bad. We're going to stand by them. Instead of teach them, we're going to stand by them. What kind of logic is that? Come on, guys. Listen, we go with the Word of God or we don't go at all. Come on. God said you either for me or you're against me. He said, if you're on the fence, he says, I'm going to puke you out of my mouth. He says, spew you out of my mouth. He doesn't want you hot or cold. He wants you hot or cold, but not both. He doesn't want you in between. Sorry. Amen. And so you can't be sitting there and playing with politically correct trash. That will pull you down. Listen, we're talking about your life. We're talking about your soul. We're talking about your children here. Your grandkids, your great-grandkids. Now, if I accept all this trash that the world is peddling into my life, don't you think my kids are going to accept it? Of course they're going to think, well, my dad thinks it's okay.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall.